Blog Talk Radio.
Recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Truly, 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 we are under an open heaven, and we give God thanks, and we give God praise. Amen. We just glorify the Lord on tonight, glorifying him for his goodness and his grace towards us. Amen. Truly, we can say, the Lord has been good to us. He's brought us here. He's brought us here again. Amen. Another day that we can come. Amen. That we can assemble ourselves here on the Prayer News Network Global. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. We want to thank God for you, you and you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Thank you for coming in to join us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We do count it such a privilege and an honor for you to be here with us. Amen. I tell you, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm just excited, glory to God, about what God is doing. Truly, he's doing, as we already know, he's doing great, great things in the midst of us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Thank the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. It's just another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and we're so grateful for it. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to welcome you in. We want to welcome each and every one, all of our listeners. We want to welcome you in. Listeners from near, listeners from afar, we just want to welcome you here on tonight into the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for all of our international listeners. Glory to God. Whenever, whatever time this broadcast, amen, reaches you, we just want to tell you that you're welcome. Amen. Whether it's, amen, later tonight, early this morning, tomorrow, it doesn't matter. Whenever this broadcast reaches your ear, we just want to let you know that you're welcome, let you know that we appreciate you, let you know that we thank God for you. Thank God for coming. Thank God for you coming to listen in, to be with us. Glory to God. Amen. There is no better place that you can be than right here, right now. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. As we, amen, continue to get our listeners, amen, as they're coming in, getting themselves positioned. As you're getting positioned, people of God, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come in, invite someone to come in and be a part of the PNN broadcast on tonight. Tell them there's a blessing from the Lord. Let them know that there is a blessing from the Lord for them. Amen. Let them know. Let them know. Let them know. Amen. Glory to God. Just let them know, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. And we just don't want you to miss it. Amen. We don't want you to miss your blessing. We don't want you to miss your blessing. Amen. Glory to God. So come on in. Amen. Invite someone else to come on in. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Tell them that there is a blessing from the Lord for them on tonight. Amen. Tonight we will be rebroadcasting. Amen. Glory to God. But we thank God for the rebroadcast. Amen. Glory to God. Truly God has been doing some awesome things. And so many times we missed some things, but we bless God that we've been able to capture. We've been able to capture these broadcasts for a time such as this. Amen. So we thank the Lord for, amen, Jesus' ingenuity. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God for being able. Glory to God. Listen, the Lord just got a ram in the bush. He has a ram in the bush. Amen. Glory be to God. Able to capture these broadcasts, to be able to bring them to you. So many, amen, that are coming on, so many that are listening on, even on Facebook, we come to realize, amen, Jesus, that we have so many new listeners. Glory to God. Many, many new listeners coming in. Glory to God. And listen, God has a word just for you. Amen. He got a word just for you. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. We glorify him. Amen. Again, for his goodness and for his grace. Glory be to God. We just thank him. Glory to God. Just want to thank God tonight for my leaders. Glory to God. Thank him for, glory to God, our celestial intercessor on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. And thanking him tonight. Amen. For our senior apostle, Apostle Huggins James on tonight. Thanking him for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. We thank God for him. We thank God tonight. Amen. For my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. We thank God tonight for our PNN advisors. Glory to God. Thanking God for them. Amen, Jesus, for their space and their time. Glory to God that they're able to dedicate to the work. Amen. We thank God for, amen, those that the Lord has brought along the way, amen, to help to keep this PNN moving, to keep it going. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for them on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just give God praise. Amen. For each and every one of you, people of God, we thank God for you. We thank God tonight for all of the leaders that are listening in, that are sending prayers our way. Amen, Jesus, those that, glory to God, that are sending ideas, glory to God, to help this ministry move forward. Amen. Those that are, glory to God, holding us up in prayer, holding us up, glory to God, in thought before the Lord. So we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you tonight. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We do appreciate you more than you know. Amen. Glory to God. As this outreach ministry continues to reach out, continues to go forward, amen, we just thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen, Jesus. As I stated, we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Glory to God. So we would that you bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen, Jesus. Bring your hearts and your minds in as we prepare, glory to God, to go before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory be to God. If you will, glory to God, if you will, just begin to bring your hearts and bring your mind in on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just a little song of worship on tonight. Glory to God. Song says, we worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We lift our hearts to Him today. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We lift our hands to Him today. We worship Christ. We worship Christ. We worship Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We worship Him. We worship Him. We worship Him tonight. Glory to God. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and let's bless Him tonight. Glory to God. Let's bless Him. Let's bless Him tonight. Glory to God. Let's bless Him on tonight. Glory to God. Let's bless His name. Glory to God. Let's bless His name on tonight. Glory to God. Let's bless His name on tonight. Let's bombard heaven tonight. Let's bombard heavens with praises on tonight. Glory be to God. Letting Him know how much we love Him. Come on and let's bombard heaven on tonight. Glory be to God. Let's break away. Let's break out on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God with your praise unto Him on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We thank you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify your matchless name on tonight. We glorify you, oh God, for all of your goodness. We glorify you on tonight. Glory to God. But there is no other name whereby men can be saved, oh God, but by your matchless, your precious name, Jesus. We come tonight. We come. We come. come to worship you tonight. We come to worship you in the beauty of holiness. We come to worship you on tonight. We come to give you praise. We come, oh, glory to God. We come on tonight, oh, God. We come, glory to God, from the four corners of the earth. We come on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lifting up holy hands. Lifting up holy hands before you on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, and we ask you to make us ready tonight. Make us ready tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you this night, oh God. We're asking that you will forgive us of all sin. Forgive us of every sin on tonight. Everything, oh God, that's not like thee. Everything that's not of thee. We're asking that you forgive us on tonight. We're asking that you have created us a clean heart, oh God, and renew within us a right spirit. Renew our spirit. Revive us on tonight. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking tonight. We're asking that you would have your way. We're asking tonight. We're asking that you would move for your people. We're asking tonight. Glory to God. We're asking tonight, oh God. We're asking tonight, hallelujah. Oh God, we're coming, glory to God. We're coming tonight, oh God. We're coming tonight, hey, glory to God. And we're asking you this night. We're asking that you would heal on tonight. Father, that you would heal your people tonight. Father, that you would heal, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to lift your people. Father, lift your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lift on tonight. Lift and strengthen on tonight. We pray in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking that you would have your way tonight. We're asking that you would have your precious way in the name of Jesus. Father, drive out the enemy tonight. Father, drive out the enemy tonight. Father, drive out the works of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, lift tonight. In the name of Jesus. Do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. Do it as only you can. Father, do it as only you can. By your power, by your anointing, we're asking you to destroy every yoke. Destroy every yoke of the enemy. Cancel, oh God, every unrighteous contract of the enemy. Oh God, we apply your blood tonight. We apply your blood tonight. We apply your blood tonight. Oh God, to every plan and every plot of the enemy. We apply your blood tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to move for your people. Hey, God, in the name of Messiah. In the name of Jesus. Father, move for your people. Oh, glory be to your name of Messiah. Oh, Father, move tonight. Father, move tonight. Move in homes tonight. Move in the hospitals tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, move in the nursing home tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Father, move in situations. Move in circumstances. In the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, we're asking you, glory to God, to let your righteousness, cause your righteousness to be revealed. Even so, oh God, in the midst of us tonight. Father, do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, be glorified. Father, be glorified. Father, touch the hearts tonight. Touch the hearts on tonight. Touch the desires on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to do it. Father, do it as only you can. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name. Oh, glory be to your name. Oh, glory to your name. Oh, God, move tonight. Hey, God, for you see on tonight. You see the author of every heart. Father, move and meet needs on tonight. Meet needs as only you can. Father, meet needs in the name of Jesus. Meet needs, oh, glory to God. Oh, God, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight by your power. Do it tonight, glory to God. Do it tonight, higher. Oh, glory to God. Do it tonight. Hey, shout out to Messiah. Higher, almost, yes, God. Oh, God, do it tonight. Do it tonight. Oh, God, for hear, oh, God, hear the cries of your people. Hear the cries of your people. Oh, Father, bow down thine ear. Bow down thine ear and hear the cries of your people. Bow down thine ear. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, cause them to arrest tonight. Oh, God, the wicked works of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Hey, God, heat of Messiah. Oh, God, do it tonight. Do it tonight. Do it. Hey, glory to God. Do it for your people tonight. word. Speak to the hearts of your people. Speak. Glory to God. Speak. Oh, Father, speak tonight. Speak tonight. Oh, glory to God in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Thank you for moving upon the hearts, oh, God, of your people all over the world. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, those that are grieving on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would touch now. Touch the grieving hearts on tonight. Touch on tonight. Oh, God, those that are sitting by the bedside of their loved ones tonight. Father, we're asking that you would move tonight. Give miracles tonight. Father, give miracles tonight. Oh, God, for you are able to raise them up. Yeah. God, you're able to raise them. Father, you're able to raise them up. Oh, God, do it tonight. Do it for a testimony on tonight. Do it. Oh, God, show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty. Do it tonight. Father, do it again. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will save tonight. Father, that you will save tonight. Save somebody tonight. Save. Glory to God, somebody from a burning hell. Save tonight, oh, Golabotaha. Father, save tonight, oh, God, and swallow up the plan of the enemy. Swallow up the plan of the enemy, oh, God. Oh, God, and set your people free tonight. Deliver.
Our recently recorded broadcast by dialing 712-770-4476. The access code is 976-706-pound. Blessings.
Muted. The recording has started.
Glorify you. Glory to God. We glorify you. Oh, God, we glorify you. Oh, Bobosaya. In that precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking tonight, Father, that you would send your word. Send forth your word. Send forth your word in power and demonstration on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless your speaker. Bless the man of God on tonight. Bless him tonight. Bless him tonight, oh, God, we pray. Bless tonight, oh, God, and bless the word. Oh, the Most High, breathe upon the word, oh, God. Oh, God, that the very word spoken would bring life and deliverance, we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you bless him wherever he may be. Father, bless him, bless him, bless him now, we pray. Bless him now, we pray, oh, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. For this, we give you thanks. For this, Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. All of the glory due unto your precious name. Father, for this, we thank you now. We love you. We appreciate you. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, for this, we thank you. We praise you. We honor. We glorify you for these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God in every heart tonight. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless him. Amen. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him tonight. Glory be to God again. We thank him. Glory to God. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him tonight for his great salvation. His great, great, great salvation. We thank him. We bless him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen, Jesus, we're going to have, amen, our scripture reading. Glory to God. Pastor Mary Holland. Glory to God. And right after Sister Mary, amen, Jesus, we're going into, amen, our pre-recorded program for tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wall, and to our listeners near and far. This reading will be coming from the 9th chapter of Hebrews, the 11th through the 14th verse. The eternal sacrifice of Christ. Does Christ then come in high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hand, that is to say, not of this building? Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. So if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offers himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? I have read to you the 9th chapter of Hebrews 11 through the 14th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his holy word.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you for the scripture reading on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we go, amen, now, amen, into our pre-recorded broadcast on tonight.
Sung by her on tonight. Glory be to God. And then after the solo tonight, people of God, we want you to get yourselves ready. Amen. We have a man of God. He's no stranger to this line. Amen. He's been here with us several times before. Amen. Bless us, bless us, bless us. Amen. Listen, we want you to get in expectation for what you need from the Lord. Amen. Again, as we said, we want you to be intentional. Glory be to God. We want you to get, amen, your blessing tonight. We want you to get your hearts ready. Amen. We're going to Nassau, Bahamas. Glory to God. Nassau, Bahamas, by way of Vision of God Outreach Ministry. Glory be to God. We are speaking tonight, amen, the man of God, amen, Pastor Howard Mott. So after our prayer, amen, and sanctifying the line, amen, we're going to be blessed in solo by Minister Tanique Mott, amen. And then immediately after her, people of God, get ready for the word. Amen. Get ready, get ready, get ready. God bless you, Mr. Emmanuel. If you would sanctify the line for us, amen, and let us be prepared to be blessed. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you in the womb of God. Amen. God bless you to all the people of God this night. We're so grateful to have you, amen, tuning into this broadcast. Amen. We just thank God for all things that have been said and done. Amen. We hope that you feel welcome. Amen. And feel free to worship the Lord tonight in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Bear with the people of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is indeed worthy of the praise. Even with worthy of the glory. It's a blessing to be on tonight to minister in stone. I know this time blesses your hearts and lives. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful for the blood of Jesus. I'm just grateful for the Lord tonight. He is so good. He is so awesome. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hope you've been blessed. And Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 It was the blood that gave me strength. Now then, today, it will never lose.
Soothe my doubt and fall.
get his strength from day to day. It's a matter for me what to live from. And Lord, thank God in reserve to the highest mountain. Oh, to the lowest valley, yes, it was the blood that gives his strength from there to there. It's my prayer for you, if I, oh, to the highest mountain, all the glory to the lowest valley. Yes, it does the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
Come on. Tonight, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can everyone hear me? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. We hear you, man of God. We hear you. Yes, sir.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy God is great in all the earth. Amen. I bless and I praise and I magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, I'm coming to you, amen, from the Bahamas. Amen. One of the 700 islands of the Bahamas. And Nassau, Bahamas, the capital of the Bahamas, Vision of God, Outreach, Evangelistic Pentecostal Church Worldwide Incorporated. Amen, Jesus. And truly, this is indeed a privilege on tonight to be with you and bring greetings. Amen, Jesus, and respect. Amen, Jesus, on behalf of the whole church. And I just want to bring greetings and respect. Amen, Jesus, to the Apostle Darrell Taylor. Amen, Jesus, to Apostle James, amen, Jesus, Higgins, give respect, amen, to Bishop K.A. Tanner, to Bishop Melvin Williams, to all the sons of God around the world. Truly, this is indeed an honor and a privilege to be on this platform tonight to declare the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is king over all the world. Truly, God has been great, amen, Jesus, even in this nation to us, and I praise and I magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to bring you a simple word on tonight, amen, Jesus, that will encourage you, amen, Jesus, how to tap into the wealth of God. Just want to bring you a word that you may understand, amen, Jesus, that if you trust God, then the Lord Jesus Christ will see you through. My topic is taken tonight from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, and the word of the Lord declared, he that lendeth to the poor, amen, Jesus, he that hath pity upon the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he has given will be paid again. Oh, my God, I pray, oh, God, even on tonight, oh, God, for this word of God. I pray, oh, God, the heirs of the hero, oh, God, in every nation, oh, God, upon the face of the earth, oh, God, that this word will go forth, oh, God, to humble us, even in a greater way to your will and to your way. And I pray, oh, God, that even on tonight, as we hear this word of God,
that the angel of Almighty God will move, oh God, from the midst of the golden candlestick. Oh God, I bind the will of the enemy. I come against every dark force. I come against, oh God, the Ungerman. I come against the witchcraft wakers. I come against every evil, oh God, and every dark and unclean spirit by the mighty name of Jesus. I come against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. I cast you down by the mighty name of Jesus. I bind you now by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to the belly of hell. And I curse even your steps in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I pray, oh God, that on tonight, that you will loose, oh God, in the midst of us, oh God, even the windows of heaven. God, that you will pour us, oh God, a great and a mighty blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as I come to you, amen, Jesus, on tonight, the word of God, amen, Jesus, even in your hearing, I will have you to understand by the word of God, amen, Jesus, how we can become rich by the word of God. The word of God declared, amen, Jesus, he that lendeth unto the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. When I look around, amen, Jesus, and the things that are happening around the world, even now in the midst of this pandemic, amen, Jesus, we have the major corporations of the world, amen, Jesus, Pfizer, amen, Jesus, and all of the other factories and pharmaceutical companies that are around the world that are making billions and billions and billions of dollars, amen, Jesus, even of this pandemic, amen, Jesus, with their vaccine, with their masks, with their oxygen, amen, Jesus, even with everything that they're doing, even their PA garments in the hospital, they're making millions and millions of dollars, amen, Jesus, and not understanding, amen, Jesus, the word of the Lord declared that he that led it to the Lord, amen, Jesus. So even when you look at them, amen, Jesus, and what they're doing, amen, Jesus, they're sitting on their profit, and they're sitting them in banks all over the world. But the word of the Lord said, declares that he that lendeth the poor, amen, Jesus, he shall become rich. When I look at the word of God on tonight, amen, Jesus, there are many, amen, Jesus, men of God, with the days of old, that stood in the word of God and understand what God was saying in the earth, and they learned from the word of God on how to be blessed. When I look, amen, Jesus, even as the word of the Lord declared, amen, Jesus, one man in the book of Acts, chapter 10, by the name of Cornelius, the word of the Lord declared, amen, Jesus, that he did so much good for the poor and the destitute, that the word of the Lord declared unto him, Cornelius, thy arms have come up unto God. But the word of God declared, amen, Jesus, with not him trying to be seen by men, not him trying to blow up trumpet, not him trying to be caught up, amen, Jesus, in the media of his day, but the word of the Lord declared, because he had the poor and the destitute, the word of the Lord declared, now his arm had came up, and that which he had done for the poor and the destitute had came up before the Lord. The word of the Lord declared that once God saw it, he sent the angel Gabriel, the messenger and the voice of Almighty God, to come down to him, amen, Jesus, not just that Cornelius, amen, will come to the Lord Jesus Christ, but the word of the Lord declared that his whole house, the word of the Lord declared, and he made a way, and he sent Peter to declare the word of God unto him, and he said unto him, O Lord, we cannot go, amen, Jesus, unto those that are defiled. And the word of the Lord declared that God had to speak to Peter to let him know that call not that which I call clean, unclean. And God gave him a word, and he went to the house of Cornelius, and because of the arms of Cornelius, of the giving of the power, his whole household was saved. You sum up, amen, Jesus, that if you invest in God, there shall be a return. The word of God declared, amen, Jesus, even in the word of God, in the days of old, there's a king, amen, Jesus, a prophet, and the man of God, amen, by the name of Elijah. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, amen, Jesus, the word of the Lord declared, amen, that God spoke word unto the prophet, and he told the prophet, he said, listen, it shall rain, amen, Jesus, it shall not rain for 7 years. And the word of the Lord declared, amen, Jesus, that after some 3.5 years, the prophet was out in the desert, and God sent him on a daily basis. The word came and gave him food to eat, and after that, he was aided by the brook of water to drink. But after that, God dried the brook, amen, Jesus, that he moved on and not get comfortable by that place. And the word of the Lord declared, amen, Jesus, that he went, amen, Jesus, even into Sapphira, and he met the lady, amen, Jesus, and when he went to God, the widow, he said unto her, he said, feed me. The word of the Lord declared, she said, not so, a man of God, but she said, I and my son must eat first, and then we shall die. But because she obeyed the voice of the man of God, and the word of the Lord said, declared that he, amen, God, that to give even a prophet a glass of water in the name of a prophet to receive a prophet reward. Have the Lord declared that even as she gave the man of God just a simple morsel of food, have God to protect 3.5 years of flour not always dry. God showed you right word of God that as you bless the man of the people of God, that you shall be blessed. And I think about this word of God on tonight, and I think about people all around the world that invest in millions and millions of dollars, lotto tickets, folks that are going to the casino, and Russian folks are going to the casino, Red China folks are going to the casino, and Australia, and investing millions and millions of dollars, losing some of them their whole life savings. But they refuse to invest into the people of God. They refuse to invest in the poor, into the poor and the destitute. When I look at the word of God, even on tonight, I look at folks that are around the world, even that are hiding their monies in tax haven countries like the Cayman Islands, the Isle of Man. They're hiding in Amen Jesus in Bermuda, and they're hiding in Dubai, all of these countries, and they are not investing in God. And every now and again, God has to visit them to show them that he rules in the kingdom of man. So I'm saying to you on tonight, people of God, that in order for you to be blessed, you have to remember the poor. You have to remember those that are destitute. You have to remember those that need help. You have to remember those that are the downfall of society. Because a lot of time when we look around, folks don't just have drug habits, but folks are hooked on mental issues. Folks are hooked on all different types of drugs, and they need help. Because what the Lord declared, blessed are the prosperous, that God said even in this world that he will look after them. And when I look at the word of God, even on tonight, and I look into the book of Ecclesiastes, even this in the word of God, he said, listen, cast your bread upon the water, and let your age home, it shall turn unto you. I believe, give me tonight in the simple word of God, whatever you do for the poor, you are lending unto the Lord. Your times, even in your life, God will try you. Whether it be a business on the corner, whether it be under the hook on drugs, whether it be even a Lord child, the Lord will try you, and I'm just the father, you will help the poor. And he said, even in his word, he said, do not allow him to entertain strangers, because otherwise you are entertaining the strangers. He said, even in this world, that even in heaven, his angels, amen, Jesus, even the world and other children. And I'm saying to you on tonight, even after the world, we are in a major pandemic. I'm saying to the church of God that we must become more compassionate. We must be able to help those that are in need of help. Because a lot of times what happens, there are the handicapped folks, there are folks that are blind, there are folks that are deaf. And the word of God said we must help them. When you look even in the world, it says that, amen, Jesus, even when you planted the field, that you must leave the edge for the poor and the destitute. And I'm saying to you, even on tonight, even when you cook in your homes, you must no longer just cook a meal for you and your family. Instead of you just cooking, put another pot with a size measurement for your family, you must now gather a new pot that you will cook a big pot. And if you cut it, what the Lord declares, if you cut, then the Lord will make a way whereby they will come. Because even when you read in the word of God, in the book of Matthew, it declares that in the days of old, when Jesus was in the earth, and he declared, amen, Jesus and the disciples came to him, he said, Master, these folks are spiritual food all day. They heard the word of God, and he said, Master, send them out that they may eat. And while the Lord declared that there was a lot, and they're trying to figure out how can we feed over 5,000 children. And the Lord declared that there was a lot. And he took the lot and he blessed it. And I'm saying to you today, if you remember the poor, then God will bless you. See me on tonight. There's a lot of time that folks want fiery sermons and they want to hear how they can be blessed. They want to hear how they can be rich. They go from revival to revival. They go from prophets to evangelists. They go from pastors. They go from church to church. And even they read, everything is about them. But I'm reminding you tonight, saints of living God, I'm reminding you tonight that you must remember the poor. You must remember the destitute. You must remember the downtrodden. And the word of God said, Jesus says, we must also remember when he spoke, amen, Jesus, to the children of men. In the days of old, he told, amen, Jesus, even to Joshua, that you must remember the poor. You must remember that you was also a soldier. So even as we come to this Western Hemisphere, there are folks in the bitter life that have came from many African nations. In the Americas that have came from many European nations. Whether you came from Germany, you came from France, and if you're in South America, you came from the Latin word, which is Spanish word. So in every nation where we are upon the face of the earth, I'm saying to you tonight with a simple word that you must remember the poor and the destitute. You must not set a stumbling block before the blind. You must not even Jesus set your heirs of Christ at the door. You must not pass at the door, because God that is watching from heaven will hear you. So I'm saying to you tonight, even Jesus, even when you have clear substance, even when you have financial gain, yes, I'm saying to you, there are times that you cannot take the $20. You must get in the hand of someone that is stuck on illegal drugs. But you must remember, if you get them a meal, if you get them a drink of water, if you must remember, if you put a full cloth on their bodies, it will bring about a change for that individual. And the word about the cloth, even in the book of Acts, it was talking about a man telling Jesus that it was a Samaritan. You know, about the cloth that this man telling Jesus. And it was going by, he saw Emma Jones, and the past time, the whole time, folks sitting up in the cars, folks sitting behind, and all they're doing is just collecting, and they're not giving back to the poor. But the one who got the credit, and then the Samaritan, one that was rejected, then that was considered the outcast, and then he poor, power to be so poor, he has left the credit, and he got the poor, and he put him on his donkey, and he took him into the air, and he told the man, he said, well, cover the bill is, cover the bill. And I'm saying to you tonight, in the simple word of God, folks, we have to remember the poor. And all that we have done in the house of God, yes, the day in the church, yes, we have the house in trouble to be born in God, yes, every time we sound the beautiful songs of God, yes, we have some of the most beautiful prayer. But the word of the Lord, the clock reads, remember the poor. Folks, I'm saying to you, if you are going to effectively preach the word of God, the word of God says, here is pure religion. That if you remember the poor and God has shed it, that you will remember the children of the widow. If you will remember their contemporaries, if you will remember their the John Thomas of life, folks, there are people right around us, right next door to you, that are hungry. There are folks right next door to you that are troubling their minds. And sometimes all they need from you is just a little love. Sometimes all they need from you is just a short need. And I'm saying to you tonight, friends all over the world, we need to help the poor. I'm saying to you tonight, you have to understand, prayer is always in the spirit, prayer is always in the spirit. You always in the hallelujah, in the glory of God, in the glory of God. But it's from the simple God going out and helping the poor. It's a simple just sometimes when you see the drug addict standing on the corner. And I'm saying to you, just tell him a meal. Just sit down with him and hear how he get in such a city. Because you got to remember from whence you came. You wasn't always in Christ. You wasn't always in the perfection. But there was a stage in your life when you were down in your life. There was a stage in your life that you didn't know where another dollar was coming from. What God did is that he raised the people that they may bless you. When you even read in the word of God after Elijah born, Elijah came. And the word of God declared that every year you will pass to a place where a woman was. And the word of the Lord declared that the Shemite woman would keep the house year after year. And she said, who was talking for him? You have heard me singing there. The man of God was touched by such compassion. The man of God was touched by such generosity. And the word of God declared that the man of God asked the family. He said, listen. He came to the woman. He said, look around in this house and see what she needs. Because he was touched by the way the woman went above and beyond. You have to understand that he did not have monetary gain. rejecting the woman, but he said, look, see what she needs. And the woman came down and said, listen, by this time next year, Zion shall have a son. And the woman, because she did not understand what she was dealing with, she didn't understand how committed this man was to God. Because what she did, she made him comfortable. She made him, and then she looked that he did not have to focus on nothing else but to do the will of God. And I'm saying to you, you have to be focused. You have enough Jesus to be that place where you help others. And I'm saying to you, you can do it in the will of God. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can help people that are in need. Yes, you can stand for these people. But sometimes I'm telling you folks right around you, all they just need is for you to reach out to them. Yes, I understand there's a COVID situation. But if you listen, a lot of times they're trying to get us afraid. They're trying to get us to don't help one another. They're telling you don't give folks a ride in your car. But I'm saying to you, yes, give them a ride sometimes. If you have enough space, amen, Jesus, put on a mask. If you're afraid, then amen, Jesus, pray your car. But you still have to have compassion. You cannot allow the devil in this time, people of God, you cannot allow the devil to allow you not to become compassionate. You cannot allow the devil, because the row that is going on, we're not hugging anymore. We're not greeting one another no more. But if you could just give them a kind word, it would help the poor. If you could just give them an inspiration that would carry them on for another day. If you could just inspire them in some way. You know what I'm saying to you? All of these are things that in the midst of the pandemic, that you can still reach out to people. If you can just get a grocery package together and help the poor, you don't have to go in their house. You don't have to be a gospel. But you can just leave the whatever it is at the door and let them know that you were there. Let them show them that you love them. You understand? So we don't have to wait on the government, amen, Jesus, to do these things. Because a lot of times, even when you look at the government, it's doing the motive. It's for political gains. It's for political grannies. But I'm saying to you, by the word of God, if you lend it to the poor, you lend it unto the Lord. He told you in his word, he said, if you cast your bread upon many waters, it will come back to you. Folks, I'm telling you, I don't know many of you here, but if you listen to me tonight, I was grown up by my old grandmother. My grandmother always tell me, she said, son, listen to me. She said, whatever you do, do not treat people bad, because you don't know where life will carry you. She said, son, whatever you do, see when you can help someone, because it might not come back to you, but it will come back to your children. And if you read in the word of God, if you read in the word of God, you will see, amen, Jesus, when David was about to get over here, the king of Lebanon came to his son Solomon and he said, listen, I remember what your father did for me. And I'm saying to you, people of God, yes, you may help people and you might see it now. Sometimes we have people and they're grateful. Sometimes you have people and they're dying and they just hurt you. But the word of God declares, it said, blessed are ye to revive you. And the news was despitefully, deceitfully, said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Great shall be your reward in heaven. And so if you go to the book of Job and you read the story of Job, you'll find that Job was a giver. You'll find that Job said, my God, I can't understand how all of these things happened to me because I helped the poor. I didn't see the widow children go and I didn't see them. He said, I didn't see the man and the children in the street and I did not help them. Did not I help them in word because he couldn't understand. But you have to understand it was the plan of the enemy to make Job bitter. It was the plan of the enemy to make Job stop giving. But when he acknowledged that there was a God, the one the Lord declared because of his giving, God did not only just restore him, but everything that he had in life, God doubling. But if you read in the word of God, the word of God declares that we should see what? 30 and 10. But if you read the story of Job, because he was giver, the word of God declared that he lived 104 years. So even the lifespan of his life, because of giving double. I'm saying to you tonight, I'm excited about this. I'm excited to give. I'm excited that I will help those that are in need. The whole thing about us. And I'm telling you folks, you don't have to grab the media. Stop. I'm telling you, stop. I'm not going to give folks things, getting 50, 60 bags, and they grab the media from this side, they grab the media from that side. But the word of God said, when you do it, amen, Jesus, don't sound an alarm. Don't ring a bell. But if you do it from the sincerity of your heart, I promise you, by the word of God, God will not allow you to go down. Abraham was a giver. Abraham was such a giver that when he got to a place with his son, his nephew Lot, and the lamb was before him. And because he was such a giver, he gave his nephew the opportunity, you must take the lamb. And because Lot looked at the lamb, and it seems to be green, he took the green lamb. And Abraham then crossed the wilderness. And because he trusted God, God brought him over. God told him, he said, listen, sea shall be like the star of the sea. It shall not be numbered by number. And if you look in the earth today, some of the wealthiest nations in the earth today, among our friends, among, amen, Jesus, the Jewish heritage, they are the trillionaires of the earth because of their father Abraham. I'm saying to you today, folks, if you want to be blessed, do not take your money and carry it to the Lord. Do not take your money, amen, Jesus, and put it in all of these stocks and bonds. Put some there, but Jesus, help the poor. Help the poor people around you. Wherever you are on the face of the earth, I guarantee you there is a slum. I guarantee you there's a ghetto. I guarantee you there's a hurt. Even though in your nation it might be under another name. But there's a place where folks are hurting. There's a skid row. There's a south side. You know what I'm saying to you? There's an east side. There's a west side. Folks have been abandoned. There's a skid row where folks have been abandoned. But God is saying to you tonight, some of your big pretty churches, some of your big cathedrals, tap from behind your pulpit and go to the street and reach the poor and the destitute. And the greatest example we have is Jesus. With all the place that was in the days of old, he could have been born. He could have been born in Herod's palace. He could have been born in Caesar's palace. He could have been born in Pilate's palace. But the word of the Lord declared that this man, Jesus, was born in a manger. In an old day, in an old thing place. And it said that he became poor that we may become rich. And I'm saying to you tonight, people of God, under the sound of my voice, around the world. I'm saying to you tonight that you will go from this message on tonight, come from behind the pretty pulpits, take off your pretty robes, and hit the street and try to reach the poor and the destitute. Go to the places where the gunshots are being fired. Go to the places where the pumps and the prostitutes are standing on the corner. Go to the places where the children are playing on the fire to go on the path because the drug dealers are taking over the path. Go to the crowds where the police don't really know how to control crime. They need your help. They have sons and daughters that have come from our Lord, some of our Lord, that have been caught up in this problem. The word of the Lord declared that then it was the prison. Did you come and visit me? So we must now go into the prison. We must now go into the old folks. So folks, I'm telling you, there are folks in the old folks' homes that were 50 and 60 and 80 and 90 and on to hundreds and have not accepted Jesus Christ. All of their life, they lived their life as if it was their life. Now in the time of death, they need to hear the word of God. God has placed them there. Shall I be able to rise and go into the Shall I be able to rise and go into the mental institution and declare the word of God? You hear me to say, folks, and we just count it, Lord, send me to this big place, and send me to this big cathedral, and send me where folks are sitting beautiful soul, and send me where folks are dressed nice, air conditioned, good, and fun. You hear me tonight, people of God, that we must now go down in the valley, and thank God, and still all come back. You hear me tonight? We must now go into these houses and declare the word of God to these people. We must look for the poor and the destitute. So the gospel is not just for you. He said, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and the glory that is there is when you found the glory. Because he said that a seed that is to carry to others. Will you hear me tonight? There are boys and girls that need to hear the gospel. And it's so sad. You understand? When you hear the stories of these young boys are molested in boys and girls club by demonic folks that are educated in high finance, but don't want nothing to do with God. Pedophiles and child molesters. This is the time now that we are alive. See tonight. Tell this gospel. Who is going to do it? Who is going to carry this gospel? He called us. He gave us the commission. He said, go into all the world and preach this word. He told us that we must go to every nation. Sometimes even if we don't tell a problem, I'm telling you, even if you have a Facebook, I'm telling you, listen, I tell you folks, there must no longer now that you must just have these and foolishness. There is no longer time. But the sites that you visit, there must be a power of the Lord Jesus Christ. There must be a will to expand the gospel. Even if you come under attack of the satanic worshipers, even if you come under attack of the Negro Mazi, Islam, even if you come under attack of witchcraft workers, you must declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whatever platform God has given you, you must declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Rock up your jaw. You have folks that are harsh and depressed by demonic force. When they come from a broken home, what are you going to do? The hour is late. It's now high time that we must arise and show the love of God. Jesus, in talking to Peter, he said, Simon Peter, lovest thou me? Simon Peter, lovest thou me? Simon Peter, lovest thou me? And the disciples, even when they were alive, they organized things for the poor and the destitute. When they was among us, they organized, not just preaching. You know, sometimes everybody just want to preach. Everybody want to get in the pulpit. Everybody want to tell the word of God. But one of the greatest witnesses you can have in the book of James, he said, "Prodigal is this, when you look after the fatherless, look out for those two that are near. That's your religion. It was not just the pulpit, but you must now come out your pretty robes. You must back out of your bishop calls and go after these people. Help the poor and the destitute. Open the church now. And when folks come, the drug addicts and the Christians do not fight on to money in their hearts, but there must be a means to help them and bring them out of it. Who voices now? No, I think that folks giving the children all the house of God, some of them that are corrupt, giving the children condoms and giving the children back control past foolishness that have arisen even among the sons of God, the so-called sins of God. But I'm talking to you today. You must instruct the power and the destitute in the way of God. This whole thing is about Jesus. This has nothing to do with us. I keep telling people you cannot be famous. We can never, ever be famous. We declare in the word, less of us, more of it. Less of us, more of it. Less of us, more of it. The less we got us, the more of them will come. Then we'll stop and be inspired like we have been inspired by us. We didn't just come this way. I told you on many occasions on this live, I said I was not saved. I was not looking for Jesus. I told you that. I had nothing to do with Jesus. In fact, I told Jesus, I said, Jesus, when I become rich, then I will serve you. I said, when I feel I get enough, then I come unto you. But I'm telling you, by the grace of God, just like Jonah, I died in 1987 and went down into the belly of hell. And the only thing brought me back was when I called the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, Lord, I know you don't want me to go like this. And when he brought me back with the hand, I went back to the drug. But God wasn't finished with me yet. Just like Jonah said the preacher, lay down something. The preacher came to me, and he began to talk to me about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then he joined chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. And when he spoke the word, I was in the house of God. And God spoke to me right then and said, you, when you saw the doctors and said that he said you was on your way to hell. 1987. Folks, listen to me tonight. If a man came to me, and I was in my state, but I thought I was rich because I had money. But in my sin, I lacked God, because he said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world? He says, is he executive? Is he president of major corporations? I have made the corporation. On the God and God, there is no one to put a dollar in the grave. We have fired the barrels that will ask us for power to go. They've been big old pyramids out in the desert. Egypt, Lazarus, and then they die. They pass everything in the grave, including people that were alive. But what has happened today? To this very day, grave robbers have robbed their graves because their faith and their trust was robbed off, and they did not turn to God. We see it even in Red China. We see it even in Japan. In God's majesty, the Ming Dynasty, they built big old pyramids themselves in it. What happened to them at the end? Their physical body in the grave, but their thoughts are in the belly of hell, because they did not lend to the poor. I'm saying to you tonight, people of God around the world, please, please, please remember the poor. Please, please, please remember the poor. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, and remember the poor. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, cover these people now, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will put in them, Lord, compassion for the poor. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that even as they sit in their homes, as they sit in their churches now, that they will set up storehouses. I decree for them, even in their countries, that they will set up storehouses to help the poor and the destitute. God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that even the churches will now turn around, oh God, instead of selling food, and that on Sunday morning that they will feed the poor and the destitute. God, I pray that they will set up just like the stores, lean Ryan. God, that they will set up like Ross and Jackie Betty. God, shops, oh God, that will give clothes to the poor. I tell you, I decree in the churches, I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that they will have supply of water for the poor. They will not get a hurricane, a natural disaster come, but I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that they will do it now, that the poor will be blessed. I declare it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. We do apologize, glory to God, for the technical with our volume on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But it was going in and out, glory to God. And the man of God was saying so much good stuff, glory to God, that we just wanted to forbear and go ahead and get and glean from what he was saying. Amen, glory to God. So we thank you for your patience on tonight, glory to God. We thank God for this word tonight from Pastor Howard Mott of, glory to God, Nassau, Bahamas. Glory to God. I tell you, I remember the first day that he ministered this word, glory to God, to remember the poor. Amen. Remember the poor. Remember the destitute. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. You know, in this pandemic that we're in, and we know that, amen, so many, we hope that you are storing up for hard times, storing up, glory to God, for the times and the days that are ahead. Amen, glory to God. But we thank God tonight for reminding us, people of God, even as we're storing up, even as we're putting together, building our pantries, glory to God, that we remember the poor. Amen. Remember the destitute. There are many people that are in dire straits right now. Amen, Jesus. They're in dire straits right now. but even as the man of God said, he that lendeth to the poor, glory to God, shall become rich. Amen, Jesus. We lend it unto the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. When we give to the poor, we lend to the Lord. And as the man of God said, there is a return. There is a great return. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen, Jesus, as the man of God, amen, gave us the references, amen, of Job and how he was a giver, and Abraham, how he was a giver. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And even the Shunammite woman, glory to God, how she built, amen, the house for the prophet. Glory to God. And the prophet spoke a word and blessed her. Amen. And surely, as we know, glory to God, just as the man of God said, glory to God, she bore a son. Glory to God. But she lent. Amen. She gave of her substance to the prophet. Glory to God. The prophet that would come by. Glory to God, every year. Amen, Jesus. And she gained a blessing. Amen, Jesus. Not nothing that she asked for, glory to God, but the Lord saw, amen, Jesus, and looked upon her needs. Amen. Her very, very innermost heart's desire. So we bless the Lord tonight, people of God. Amen. We want to remember to invest. Amen. Remember to invest in the kingdom. Glory be to God. Let us not shut up our bowels of compassion in the midst of everything that is going on, but let us remember, people of God. Let us remember our neighbors. Let us remember our communities. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God for the compassion, for the passion. You could hear, even so, the passion and the compassion in the voice of the man of God. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, coming straight down from God. Amen, coming straight out of God. Glory to God, compelling us to God to rectify, compelling us, glory to God, to look at what we're doing, compelling us, people of God, amen, to not forget those that are less fortunate. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord for the word again. We do apologize for our sound system on tonight, glory to God. But again, the man of God was saying so much, and I know you could, amen, glean from what he was saying. Amen. Glory to God. So let us cast our bread upon the water. Let us do, amen, a good deed. Let us lend. Let us, people of God, tonight remember to help someone in need. Let us help someone in need, glory to God. Help someone, give, and don't even expect anything in return. Give, glory be to God, amen, as unto the Lord. Amen, glory be to God, and the Lord will give back to us. Amen. So we thank God for this word on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, as the man of God said, it's a simple word, glory to God, but it's so easy. It's so easy to begin to overlook these things. So we thank God for his word, for sending his word, because it brings us into remembrance that we can keep the main thing as the main thing. Amen. So that we're pleasing God in all that we do, pleasing him, glory to God, in all that we say. Amen, Jesus. And that we can be mindful. We can be mindful of these things. Amen. Glory be to God. So let us remember, let us remember, let us remember, let us be put in remembrance, glory be to God, these things and do unto the Lord. Amen. We bless God on tonight. We thank him again for this word. We thank him, glory to God, people of God. We pray, glory to God, that you will take this word, not only hear this word, but take this word and activate it. Amen. Do something. Amen. Move. Glory to God, with the word. Move in the word. Glory be to God, and let us be blessed. Amen. There's a blessing in it. There's a blessing in the word. Amen. Blessing in doing the word, glory to God, as has been declared unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So again, we thank God for the man of God, Pastor Mott. We thank him for this word on tonight. Glory to God. Very timely word and stated. Glory to God, in this time that we're in, glory to God, let us stop and let us seize the moment, amen, and remember somebody else, amen. Glory be to God. And in this we know that the Lord will be well pleased. This we know, amen, that the Lord will be well pleased, amen. There's a blessing in it, glory to God, and God's word cannot fail, amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, glory be to God, we would, as always, amen, extend salvation. Glory to God, salvation, salvation tonight. Glory be to God. Anyone tonight that desire to be saved, glory to God, amen, want to surrender your life to the Lord, glory to God, want to turn around, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Even in this, glory to God, you know when the word of God comes, glory to God, when God is speaking to his people, glory be to God. Hey, glory to God, heaven is always open. He's speaking to his people that even in this, amen, perhaps the Lord has been moving upon your heart. The Lord has been moving upon you, glory to God, to surrender your life to the Lord. Glory to God. Perhaps that is you on tonight, glory to God, and you desire, amen, you're ready to yield to the voice of the Lord, glory to God, on tonight. If that is you on tonight, glory to God, you desire to be saved. You desire to turn it around, glory to God. You desire to tell this world goodbye, glory be to God, amen, and come unto him who loves you first, glory to God. If that's you on tonight, glory be to God, you can come, amen, over to the platform. You can come over to the platform, amen, just press star 6, glory to God. You can come over to the platform on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. On tonight, the Lord loves you, people of God. The Lord loves you. He wants you to be blessed. Yes, he does, glory to God. But let me tell you something. He's concerned about your soul. He's concerned about your soul, glory to God. For it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, glory to God. And as the word of God declares, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Glory to God. We want to get it right. We want to get it in order. Amen. Jesus, he's going to do what he said he's going to do, but he's concerned about your soul. He wants you saved, people of God. The scripture declares hell is enlarging itself, but it doesn't have to enlarge and make space for you. Amen. Glory to God. You can come tonight, amen, if you're not saved. Glory be to God. If you're not saved, glory to God. You can come surrender. Glory to God. Surrender, hallelujah, your heart. Surrender your soul unto the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. If that's you tonight, you can press star 6. Glory to God. You can press star 6 and come over to the broadcast side on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. For the Lord loves you with a great love. He loves you, glory to God, more than you know. Amen. He gave his life. He gave his life for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If there's none on tonight, amen, Jesus, we just thank God on tonight. Glory to God, we'll move forward. Amen. If there's anyone tonight, you have a special prayer request, special petition, glory to God, that you would like for us to touch and agree with you on tonight, glory to God, you can press star 6. You can press star 6. Come over to the platform side. Amen. And we will touch and agree with you on tonight. Anyone tonight, special prayer request on tonight, just press star 6 and come over to the platform side on tonight, and we will touch and agree with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If there's none on tonight, glory be to God. Again, we bless the Lord. We give God thanks. We give him praise for this night. Amen. For this word that has been declared into our hearing. We thank the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we just declare, we decree, amen, Jesus, that there shall be, amen, increase after this. Amen. There shall be increase as we find ourselves walking in this word. Glory to God. There shall be increase. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So if there's none on tonight, amen, we do give God thanks and we give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. We do want to pray a special blessing for God's servant on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, if you will, people of God. Amen, Jesus, let us look toward him. Amen, in the spirit on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you, fine master. Give you glory to God for this word coming to remind us, glory to God, to give to the poor, to remember those, oh God, that are less fortunate. We thank you tonight for this word, glory to God, hallelujah, this word showing us the way out, showing us how to be blessed, showing us how to give, oh God, showing us how to deposit into heaven, into the kingdom. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for this word, glory to God. We're thanking you, hallelujah, glory to God, for what you're about to do, for what, how you're about to manifest yourself, oh God, even in this word. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would look upon your servant tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for his sacrifice to come and to be with us on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for the declared word even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and we're asking now that you would bless him. We're asking that you would bless his ministry, oh God. We're asking, glory to God, that you would breathe upon him even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you, glory be to God, to have your way in his life. Have your way, glory to God, in his ministry. Have your way, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to open doors. Open doors unto him, oh God. Open doors that this word, the word that you place within him, may be declared unto a people who are ready to receive. Father, we're thanking you tonight for open doors in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for strengthening your servant tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, hallelujah. We're thanking you for strengthening him, oh God, even so in the days ahead. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We're thanking you for your revealed word. Thanking you for your revelation knowledge, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, glory to God, for what you're yet to do. In that precious name, oh God, we thank you. We bless you. We bless you on tonight. We ask that you would bless his family, bless his ministry, bless the church, oh God, there in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for those that shall grasp this word, that, oh God, that shall walk in this word, that shall take this word, glory to God, and move forth in you. We thank you tonight, glory to God. We're thanking you tonight for stirring the faith of your people in that precious name, oh God. Those that shall move in faith, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. Thank you for the increase. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify you, oh God, all over the earth. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus, for those that shall move in faith, for those that shall move, oh God, in harmony with you, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Hey, glory to God. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you, oh Moshe, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for showing yourself strong, for showing yourself mighty in the midst of us. We thank you. We bless you now. Father, we're thanking you for moving, oh God, for moving by your spirit, for moving, Father, on the line, for moving, glory to God, among, oh God, your people, for meeting every need and every desire. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for your righteousness, for
for your righteousness being revealed. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you, Hashavu. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Father, now we're asking you, oh God, that you would cause your face to shine upon your servant. Cause your face to shine upon him, oh God. Cause your face to shine upon your people, oh God. Cause us to walk in your righteousness. Cause us to walk in your truth. Cause us to walk, oh God, in your holiness, we pray. In that precious name, Jesus, Father, we thank you. Father, we love you. We appreciate you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you, oh God, for illuminating, oh God, causing your light to shine in the minds of your people, in the hearts of your people. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for binding up the hand of the enemy. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, glory be to God, for destroying the works of the enemy, for spoiling principalities and powers. We thank you tonight, oh God, for causing us to sin in heavenly places. Oh God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God, for strengthening your people, Father, in this time and in this day. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We honor you tonight, oh God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us tonight in your shed blood. Cover, oh God, and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, we thank you now. We bless you now, oh God, for what you're doing in each and every life, oh God, that's represented here on this line. For each and every family, God, we're thanking you tonight. Oh, God, in that precious name, Jesus, Father, we say, continue to have your way. Have your way, have your way, have your way. In that precious name, Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor and we glorify you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. We thank you, oh, God, in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart tonight. Every heart tonight, say amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Ha-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Wo-sha-ha-ya. Yeah. Wo-gla-saba. Yes, God. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank him tonight. We thank him for his move. We thank him for his power. We thank God for his manifested glory on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank him again. Amen. People of God, tonight we just want to remind you that you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. You can get a copy. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Though it was a little strained, amen, Jesus, you can get a copy. Amen, Jesus. I was yet able to take my notes. Glory to God. And we could yet understand, amen, Jesus, just a little strain, amen, but we forbear again, amen, to continue to move forward. Glory to God. But tonight, people of God, you can get a copy of the broadcast. It is absolutely free. If you text us, we'll send it directly to your phone, amen. We'll send it directly to your phone, and you can just click on it and listen to it as often as you like. Rewind it, amen. Glory be to God. What did he say? Amen, Jesus. Just rewind it, amen. As with any of our broadcasts, you can rewind them and listen to them as often as you like. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, we just say, don't keep it to yourself. Go ahead and send the copy to someone else. Amen. Send the copy so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Send out a copy. Glory to God, as the Lord directs you, send out a copy. Glory to God. Send out a copy. Glory be to God so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Those of you that are sending copies, we thank God for you. Glory to God. Continue to send them. Amen. Continue to send them. Amen. Glory be to God. You would be surprised, glory to God, at the broadcast, the rebroadcast, those that go back and listen. Amen, at the broadcast, amen. Even from a year ago, glory to God, people are still opening those broadcasts, listening. So listen, people of God, all we need to do is tell them. All we need to do is send them. And when the Lord is ready to move upon them for them to hear, glory to God, what he's saying,
they will open them and they will listen. Amen. They will listen. Like I say, even sometimes 2 years back, people are still opening those broadcasts and listening to them. So fail not to send them, people of God. Send them out. Amen. Send them out so that someone else can be blessed. Glory to God, by the word. Amen. The word doesn't get stale. Glory to God. And we know it was broadcast back then. But listen, people of God, we have people today that are still coming to the line. New people every day. Amen. That are listening via Facebook, that are listening via radio. Glory to God. That are listening via the web. People today, amen, that have not heard the messages that you have heard. Amen. Thank God tonight for each and every one of you. Amen. Thank God again for Pastor Mott. Glory to God. Remember the poor. Remember the destitute. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. We just thank him. We bless him. We honor him tonight. Amen. Listen, the number again is 912-257-3918. Amen. 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, don't forget, in particular for our international listeners, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. You may also text that number and get a copy to you as well. Amen. Glory to God. We want to get this word out, people of God. We want to get this word out, glory to God, that the Lord can speak to his people. Glory to God. Amen. Over the mouths, over the nations. And people of God, this is your way. Even as the man of God said last night, to evangelize, this is your way to get this out. Amen. It's not a physical track. It's not a paper track. Glory to God, but it's a virtual track. Amen. Glory to God. And you can send it, send it, send it. Amen, Jesus, that the people can be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget as well, you can listen to any of our broadcasts. Amen. On, glory to God, our Prayer News Network page. You can go out there and listen to the broadcast to the New Rearch Prayer Group 52 group. Amen, Jesus, there. We house our broadcast as well. And then don't forget, people of God, you can go out to Google us, Prayer News Network, and once you go there, you'll be able to click on our broadcast and podcast. Amen? Glory be to God. So we're just trying to put every avenue out there for the people that they can listen, that they can hear, amen, Jesus, what the Lord is saying in this hour and in this time. Amen. We thank God for you, people of God. Thank you for your patience. We thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. Amen. Thank you for your generosity. Amen, Jesus, toward this PNN. Glory to God. We thank God for you many times over. Amen. Glory be to God. And now, people of God, amen, this does conclude our broadcast. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I want to pray a blessing over us on tonight again. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this hour. Father, we're thanking you for your word that you sent. Thank you for the liberation. Thank you now, glory to God, for the blessing of the word on tonight. Father, now we're asking that you would cover each and every one of us, cover our homes, cover everything that concerns us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for your angels that you've sent. Glory to God, that you've given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you tonight. We thank you for your goodness towards us. Now, Father, we're asking, oh God, that you would keep us and cover us. Cover us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. In the precious name of Jesus, cover us, oh God, under your precious blood. This we do pray. In the precious name of Jesus, our Father, bring us back at the appointed time. Bring us back, oh God. Bring us back, glory to God. Bring us back ready, oh God, to hear what you will say unto your people. For this we give you thanks. For this we do give you praise. In our precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God, tonight. That does conclude our broadcast. Amen, Jesus. and we look to see you, to hear you on tomorrow night. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. The recording has started. This session is no longer being recorded.